Thank you for joining me on a new season of Melanin Dads. I am your host, Mr. Julian Hart.
Yeah.
Anywho, I just wanted to come on and say happy Mental Health Month awareness. Hope everybody is doing great with their own journey and their own progress through the continuous battles of mental health. Just a little update with myself. I am doing, I would say, a lot better. Was able to come to terms with a lot of own things that I was dealing with. A lot of questions, a lot of gaps that were going on in my life that I wasn't able to confront, deal with, battle. So I think the biggest thing is always identifying who you are, so that you can start at a place where you can rebuild yourself to heal and to uncover issues within yourself that you know that are there. You just don't know how to take them on. And we always know that there's things that we could do better in the back of our head, but it's hard to bring those to the forefront when you're afraid and when you're scared. And, you know, people think, you know, people associate those two words with being weak and being lackluster. But it takes a real strong person to battle those every single day. I think with me, knowing that I have a mental disorder, I don't associate myself with that. Like, that's not who I am. I just know that it's something that I could, but I know that's something that every single day that I have to remember and I have to take it on. Like, perfect example, yesterday I woke up and I was just in the funk. I didn't really know why. I didn't know what it was associated with. I just woke up and I wasn't feeling like not only myself, but who I wanted to be on that day. And I've been doing a lot better when people ask me, like, hey, like, the energy's different, or hey, you just seem off. And I just have to I always tell them, like, yeah, I'm just going through like a tidal wave of emotion right now. I really don't know what it is, but I'll be okay. And since I have started saying that, opposed to like, yeah, I'm fine, or yeah, I'm good, just to make somebody else happy, it's like, stay the fuck away from me until I get my shit together. And that's okay too. Like, we all need space, and I don't really want to say my wife, but technically by law she still is my wife. She's really big on extrovert, introvert energies, and when my cup's not full, leave me the fuck alone. And for, you know, a lot of our marriage, I've always, I want to say forced myself, but like, hey, my energy's low, I need to steal from you. And I would do that subconsciously without realizing, like, I'm taking away what she doesn't have as it is, just to leech off of that. And I had to realize, like, that's not okay. It's not okay to be around somebody who really doesn't want you around, not because they hate you or dislike you or are mad at you, but because they just don't have the energy to share. And so I feel like I've done a better job of reading rooms and reading energies and situations and asking, like, hey, what do you need from me? Is there anything I can do? Just to let that other person know, like, I support what you're going through right now, and it's okay that you're going through those things. I'm here if you need me. And that's it. And you go and you do, and you take care of yourself. For the longest, I've haven't done a really good job of taking care of myself and taking care of my own needs and refilling my own cup and energizing myself. I've always looked for other people to do that. And when the smoke clears and those people are not no longer there, or they're not capable of owning up to your expectations, then you want to cast them aside or make them a black sheep or put them down for not being what you need them to be. And I think in the world we live in now, a lot of us do that, and that's just not fair. That's not that's what we call selfish. And as human beings, we are selfish creatures. But when you open your heart and you open the gates for people to come in, either it's a friendship, a relationship, a cohabitant, a fuck buddy, whatever the case may be, we have to realize, like, they're human, we're human, but also we have something called boundaries. And you have to set them, and you have to stand on them. And regardless of where that person shifts to, you have to realize that if that person or persons is not up for the challenge of honoring and respecting your boundaries, that they might just not be the person that needs to be in that circle. And that's okay too, because people come like seasons. It's four seasons in the year, and sometimes people don't fall in line with one season. They might show up again another season. If they don't, then they weren't meant to be in that in your weather forecast. So, you know, I say it to say that you have to be kind to yourself first. You have to own up to your shortcomings, and you have to better yourself so that you're able to have these relationships that you want with people. I've always ran from mine. I've always ran from that. And I lost a lot of people, especially when I went through my two mental breaks when I was down here in Texas. And it sucks. It sucks being alone. It sucks having to go through what you're going through alone and not having people to talk with you through them. But I feel like it's needed sometimes. It's needed for the noise to shut down and for you to only have yourself, your heart, and your mind to figure out what your next step is. Because people give you advice based on their relationship with you and what you're saying to them. So a lot of times things don't even come off as they need to be because you're only giving one side of the story. So again, I say to say is that you have to do a better job of taking care of you. Nobody else is going to do that. I've put myself in situations where I felt like someone should do something because I do something, and that's just not real. That's not reality. That's not real, being realistic with yourself, because at the end of the day, you're going to do what you're going to do because it's who you are. And expecting other people to do that based on what you do is just, it's just not okay. So, you know, recently, just a little backstory, the biggest reason why I had mental breaks is because I found out that I had bipolar disorder and I wasn't taking care of it as I should. I wasn't, you know, going to therapy. I wasn't taking the medicine, but the medicine, that's a whole different other story. We'll get that. We'll talk about that a whole different. I could talk about a whole episode about that. But I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. I was still worried about what at the time my wife was doing. I was so wrapped up in trying to fix a marriage that wasn't fixable at the time, because of the things I have done. I was so worried about so many things, like being down here and not having no support, being down here and not having no family, being down there and not having my boys, being down there and not having a job. You know, I've had a job since I was 16, so that culture shock really affected my mental, to be able to provide, be able to, like, I would get up every day and just see my wife going to work and realizing, like, she's killing herself, so that I could stay home with the kids, take care of them, and, you know, do that co-parenting thing. But at the end of the day, like, money rules the world. Money pays the bills. Money makes you less stressed when it's used for what it needs to be used for. So that affected our dynamic. It made it more like a work marriage. Like, it made it like it wasn't fun. So I say it to say is that we just have to be more kind with each other. We have to be more realistic of our partners and what they're capable of doing. You know, so I just wanted to come in, check in with you guys, just see how everybody was doing. Making sure that we are doing our jobs. This month is very important because it really shines a light on what we all really need to do better at, and that's taking care of ourselves. All of us have mental issues in some way or another. If it's PTSD, if it's identity disorder, if it's narcissism, there's so many different mental disorders, diseases that a lot of us have that we really don't know that we are suffering from because we are too stuck on the cog of just, this is who I am. Yeah, it's okay to be, that's who you are, but what are you doing to not allow it to affect your daily or affect relationships? What are you doing then? You know? So yeah, take the time to take care of yourself. I love everybody. And thanks for joining me on another episode of Melanin Dads.